Mic check 1 2 1 2. How's the recording looking? Looking good. That waveform looks good. It looks healthy. Wow. Healthy. I. Yeah, Phil. How's it going there? How you doing, man?
Hello, Denise. I am well. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Very nice. I am doing very well. Thank you. How are you? Everything going well for me? Everything going well with you? How's everything going? It's just in the recent weeks, you know, I've had a lot of influences.
I don't know what accent that is, because...
That's good. It's good that you can't tell which accent it is.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to
then
that.
It's a neutral accent.
All right, Dan. That new Paul Wav album just dropped, Dan. I don't know if you've heard it.
I have not. I don't even know what Paul Wav is. Is he better than Paul MP3? It's better quality. It's better quality than Paul WMA.
Let me skip ahead here, Dan. Let's go. Did you see how Busta Rhymes was reacting to 3-Step? Oh, it looks just me.
I saw.
I'm hearing these vibes, Dad.
Looks like Paul Wav is killing the game in these streets. Paul Wav doing his thing. Killing the game. Way better than 4AAC. Way better than poor WMA. Definitely way better than poor MP3. It's not even talking about poor OGG. Unfortunately, not as good as poor Flack. FLAC. What you know about FLAC? If you know, you know.
Starting it right. We're back. Did you miss us?
Yeah. Sure. Are we really you. Back, Phil? Or is this just like we're like just showing quick face?
Nah, no. I figured it out. I know we're going to do it. I'll speak about it off air. But yeah, as we enter Q4, it's going to be a bit hectic for us, but we'll figure it out. We'll get it going.
No, we got you.
While you're gone, Taz can take you, can host in your stead.
Look, what I can tell you is I'm not doing any podcasts from Europe. Actually, okay, no, we'll rant about it after we actually start the show. I've got a few rants, and there's a lot of things that we need to address, Philip. So before we get into it, I have to ask you, Phil, are you... Wait, let me... Just so that you can also be part of the fun, I'm going to turn original sound on. Ah, there we go. Are you
good to go?
Sound of a ding dong.
Hey. Get my dog.
Let me hear a drum. Let me hear a drum play.
What to them?
Let me tell you something, okay? Okay. Dennis, listen.
Dennis. Why do you do this to me, Dennis? Why do you do this? Okay.
You're very rude. Yeah.
Look at us getting cancelled within 2 minutes of returning. This is great.
2 minutes? Yeah. 2 minutes cancelled immediately. Immediately cancelled. We're back, but this podcast is not going to be here for long. There's a billion of people who will be very, very upset with us.
Right. Oh, man.
Welcome to another episode of Two Bro Twimbles. My name's Danny That Guy, aka Danos the Mad Titan, aka Denford Wekumaraini, aka Denimbi, my life here entertainment, aka I'm done with these streets. Let me be a rapper making an apology video on Instagram, I tell you what, aka Akuna Mumwendi Danmu. I know you miss me. I know you've been wondering where I was at. I just want to let you know I'm back. The unquestionable. The undeniable. The unrefutable. That I won't be here long ago. Phil Chart, aka Flynn Floss, the big boss, baby. Aka Fizza P, aka Filthy Phil, aka Sexington Lovu, and of course, Shamari, the Tangero Dringe. What up? Hey, Phil, you know, this is not actually how we said. We forgot our AI intro. But anyway, it's fine. It's okay.
Bomb up in the club!
So, well, what if this lawsuit carries on, we might have to delete it. So, you know, let's not run afoul, you know?
It's not gonna trigger any automatic GGGs. I was about to rant about it. Then I realized, you know what? I can't just be having the same rant every time. But suffice it to say, Europeans, you don't want us in your countries. This whole visa application process is just so tedious. Anyway, I got my visa. It's literally valid for 11 days. What kind of behavior is that, Philip?
Yeah. We're not
literally valid for 11 days.
We're not giving you no extra time in our country. Get out. Do what you need to do and go home.
Anyway.
Dan, please adjust your settings. I can hear myself.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I had switched it to original sound so you could hear the intro nicely. Now you can hear properly. You can talk normally. Give us a word there, Phil.
All right, we're back.
There we go. Look at that. So much.
Listen,
to get
to. Oh yeah, Dan is still ranting. Sorry, carry on with your rant.
Yeah. So, I finished with the rant. Normally at this stage of the podcast, what we want to do is to take a look at what we've done in previous episodes. But as you no doubt know, the past couple of weeks, we haven't been around.
It was two, Dan.
And
it was just two.
Thank you. Okay, what does couple mean, Philip?
Couple is more than two.
I saw a couple. What does that
no,
mean?
No. A couple is different to couple of weeks.
For the rest of... No, Phil. For the rest of us, couple means two. I know for you, you know what I'm saying? But for the rest of the world...
Your jokes are stupid.
Couple means two.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, for the past couple of weeks, you haven't had your favorite podcast. And you've had to settle for... I don't know, maybe you've caught up on some of those other podcasts that you've been racking up on episodes of. Or maybe you finally decided to watch that YouTube video that you've been putting off. But we're back. And we'd like to extend our deepest appreciation for your patience. We're not apologizing because we did warn you that we were going on a brief break. And it's very fortunate that it just so happened that while we were on our break, hectic things started happening. And Phil and I were extremely busy, together. Mm. We were together every day for 9 days. It was a lot. And, but we're done now. We're still in recovery mode. We actually debated whether we were ready to record an episode or not. And I said, you know what, Phil, let's just give them something for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Because it's not fair that our listeners haven't
had. And how long did you spend in the pre-production conversation? How long was that then?
That's not important for our listeners.
Oh, okay.
The point is, we're back. And we have nothing to talk about from last week or the week before because we didn't have an episode. So we can get straight into some of our discussions for today. Mm. So let me start with Zimbabweans or Africans doing it big, Phil. First of all, this I found this to be a fun little side story that I wanted to quickly mention. So Netflix has a new show. It's called Nobody Wants This. Nobody Wants This is actually sitting at number 2 on the charts, depending on which territory you're in. And the cool thing about Nobody Wants This is it features, oh my goodness, I forgot her name. What's the name of this? What's the name of that lady who was in The Good Place? You know, she's like in all those comedies. Oh my goodness. Okay, quick Google.
Oh, you're talking about
Kristen Bell.
The teenage detective. Veronica Mars. That's what I remember. Yeah,
Veronica Mars, exactly. So it stars Veronica Mars and a couple other people. Anyway, in this show, there's a lot of wine drinking. And their wine of choice is Kumusha wines. That's pretty cool, don't you think? That's pretty cool.
Oh, no, how much you paid for that?
Nyamudoka and the crew behind Kumusha wines. It's just cool to be seen there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the advertising. I'm just wondering how much that advertising spot cost.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were not.
Dan, there's no way. There's no way a brand gets visibility on a show without advertising. Trust me. There's too many shows.
Too many shows. We accidentally advertise people all the time. The other day, someone was asking, yo, has Hennessy paid for all these mentions?
No.
Because. Anyway, moving on. The real thing that I want to mention is the AEA USA Awards have announced their full list of AEA. Back once again.
The AEIO USA Awards.
It stands for African Entertainment Awards USA, they obviously support.
I'm sorry.
Philip, don't be a hater.
I'm not a Dad, say it again. Say that name again, slowly. Say that name again slowly, please.
African Entertainment Awards USA have just announced their list of nominees.
It's the African American Awards South Africa.
The African Entertainment Awards USA have announced their nominees. These awards have been running since 2015, Phil. They're about to enter their 10th year.
I'm sorry.
Obviously, the idea is African artists who are being celebrated in the US or something along those lines. I want to list out all the Zimbabweans who are listed in the AEA USA nominees.
Who's nominated for an AEIO USA, Dan? Who's winning the next AEIO USA?
Debut nomination for Holy 10 and then return nominations for Ja Praiser.
Ja, if you're listening, please be patient.
No,
sorry.
No, it gets worse. Keen Mshapaidzi.
Guys, please. In Zwaye.
We got you, dog. It ain't deep. I know you worried right now, but we would never let you down. Please have trust in us. He's nominated for.
Some of these inside jokes are too funny. We wish you could tell you some of these jokes.
Keen is nominated for Entertainment Manager of the Year. Shout out to Keen Mshapaidze. Didn't know, Keen is Ja Praiser's manager. A grand professional who's really brought that brand to greater heights. Up.
And he's about to be the owner of my PlayStation.
He's about to be.
Oh man.
He's about to be the plaintiff in a courtroom.
Dan, words are powerful. Don't say that.
May the defense step forward, Phil and Dan.
Words are powerful. Don't say that. That's our boy. We're all good. We're going to fix it. We're going to sort it out. We got you, man.
Shout out Plaintiff Keen.
So shout out Japreza and Keen Chapaidze.
So I mentioned debut nominee Holy Ten. Then there's Japreza Keen. Then there's also Pokelo. Nice. Janet Manyoa, Minister Mayendere, nice. Feli Nandi.
Shout out. You know what? Let me not detract. You know, Feli and Connie, you know, this is a special shout out to you. Because we know you guys are avid listeners, you know what I'm saying? But what they were able to do. You know what, guys, I don't think we give our artists enough credit. Feli's got a fan for life. Feli, whatever you need. It's there. It's done.
If I can help in any way, just know that Danny, that guy, has got you. Feli Nandi is nominated for Best Female Artist, East, South, and North Africa. Where do I vote?
Tell them!
Where can I vote?
Huh? They ain't ready to deal with Feli. Feli will not be constrained by a country. She will not be constrained by a region. She will not be constrained by a hemisphere. Nah, fam. She's continental. North, South, East, West.
Not even by direction.
You.
Not even by direction.
So shout I don't understand. Nandi, at that point, why wouldn't they just say whole of Africa? Why are we getting ordinance with Africa?
No, I mean, we don't want people to confuse East, South, and North Africa with West Africa. You know what I'm saying? So it's West Africa on one side and then East, South, and North on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Not really, but okay.
It's actually Central and West. Central and West on one side.
Oh, okay.
And then East, South.
Central and West on one side. Central is on one side. Central is on one side. Just so I heard you clearly.
Nominated in Central and West, we've got Libyanka, Yemi Alade, Thames, Tiwa Savage, Manamba Kante, Ira Star, Mia Guise, Sona Jobarte, Niniola, and Jackie. So you can understand why they had to separate it, because otherwise other sides won't get shine. Going up against Feli Nandi, there's Mampi, Kenza Mosley, Nadia Mukami, Nandi, DJ Uncle Waffles, Hewan Gebre World, Keen Jamak, Heidi Musa, Spicy Diana. I don't see anyone there taking it but Feli. Feli, you got Mambo.
You know what I mean? If Uncle Waffles eats a very bad piece of KFC from her burger and, you know, like just severely dehydrated because she's just on the crapper for like a week in the bag.
That's not how awards work. But
are you sure?
You know, we can.
I thought it was like an exam. I thought it was like an exam. Like you have to pitch up to be considered.
Then also nominated in Best Digital News Platform, Zim Celebs.
What? What?
Nominated alongside Zim Celebs, we got Ghana Web, The Star, The Daily Maverick. The Star, The Daily Maverick, by the way.
The Daily Maverick of South Africa.
Yes.
Dad, I'm literally looking at the Daily Maverick's newsletter as we speak. The same Daily Maverick with actual reporters that does long-form content.
The Star is literally one of the biggest newspapers in Kenya. Tuko News, IOL News, The Namibian, Channels TV, Arise TV News, and Filks alongside Zim Celebs.
One of these is not like the other. I won't say.
Well, a couple of them, but I get your point. I get you. A couple of them are not like the other, but I get your point. I get your point. So, congratulations to all 8 Zimbabwe nominees in the AEIUSA Awards.
Let's shout out to everyone for the AEIOUSA Awards.
Huge shout out to the homie Tina Masawi, based in Spain, who has been announced as one of the performers at La Merce. That's one of the biggest festivals that happens out in Barcelona. She's based in Barcelona. So, quick fun story about Tina Masawi. The homie, mad love for Tina Masawi. I hit her up. I was like, yo, I'm coming to Barcelona when I went that time to Barcelona. Then she's like, yo, dope. Do you need somewhere to stay? I was like, yo, that's kind of you to offer. She's like, come stay with me. And then I was like, wait, I don't think I can. Thanks for the offer though. You know, I appreciated the offer so much because without hesitation, she was like, the homie come through. But then, you know, I don't want to have to cause problems and say, no, Taz, it ain't like that. GGG, let's just avoid any problems. You
know, wow, really? I was like, that, once again, we now know who has the nuts in the relationship. Once again, more evidence of the whip being cracked. No,
it's nothing about who has the nuts. It's just respecting your partner, you know? Tina Masawi's the homie. She was like, yo, you can come stay with me. Completely get it. But, you know, I was about to get married. I know it's innocent, but I don't want to have to cause problems and respect your partner. So I was like, listen, I'll just link up with you when I come through. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to link up because she was also performing somewhere and whatever, which was unfortunate. But I don't know. Maybe next time I can go to Barcelona. It would be dope to see her. I haven't seen her in years. But shout out Tina Masawi, announced to be performing at La Merce. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's a big festival out in Barcelona. And she was announced as one of the performers. So huge shout out to Greedy South. They did a little bit of a feature on her after it was announced that she was performing. And she talked about how she was going to be on part of the festival. And she was like, yo, I can't believe that people in Spain be rocking with me like this and da, da, da. So it's dope. I'm so happy to see that things are going well for her out there in España. Then another one who's also the homie, Danai Madondo, who's dressed me twice now for photo shoots. Danai Madondo is the winner of the 2024 Prince Claus Fund Seed Award for Cultural Preservation because of her innovative designs. She's a fashion designer out of Zimbabwe doing her thing. She was one of the artists representing fashion that won that Prince Claus Award, and she'll be doing her thing. Huge shout out to Danai Madondo. She's the one behind the fashion line House of Stone. I need to repost. I'll post the outfits that she had me. Man, she had me looking swagalicious. Phil, I was wearing.
Don't ever use that word in front of me again. Don't ever use that word in front of me again.
I have to give a shout out. She made me look so cool, man. I have to give her such props. Shout out to Danai, man.
Actually, just remind me.
Vision.
I need to message her now about something urgent. You just reminded me. Thanks, Dan. If you'll excuse me for
one. Very welcome. I actually need to send her a message also just say congratulations on the nomination. Isn't that wild, Phil? Like all the people that we spoke about in Africans doing well, Zimbabweans doing it big, we know them. Oh yeah, let's also quickly mention Learn More Jonasi. Last we spoke about him, he had made it past the semifinals, was heading to the finals of America's Got Talent. Well, the finals came and went. Unfortunately, our guy Learn More did not win the $1 million prize money, which is probably a blessing in disguise for him because we was timing, my boy. But he came through as fifth. Congratulations.
Sadly, due to our commitments, we were unable to watch or attend his homecoming show. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, Phil. Phil, you're welcome.
It's all your fault.
The fact that when a deal came up, the first person I thought to call was you. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm the only person dumb/stupid enough to accept.
Yeah, the good thing is it's vice versa because you did the same. And then I was like, okay, let's do it.
Well, technically, it's because we had already done the meeting a year before. So I was like, I've got to, you know, got to be a man of my word. You know what I'm saying? Got to be a man of my word.
The point is we did what we did. We made what we had to make. And yeah, unfortunately, we missed his homecoming performance at Choco Festival. But from what I hear, things went well. I haven't even seen any clips of it. I don't know why people... They tell me they took your phones. But yeah, congratulations, Learn More Jonasi. Very respectable top five. It's actually difficult to say.
Very respectful, very demure.
Yeah, but congratulations on the top five. Unfortunately, the final win went to... It was always a long shot to get a comedian to win America's Got Talent. They've never done that before. But number one went to a Mr. Richard Goodall, who is a singer, which is what you would expect from America's Got Talent. Okay. So look, this is not going to be a long episode, but there are a couple of things that I think we should talk about. What would you like to start with, Phil? Would you like to start with the drama involving Oliver Mtukudzi? Would you like to start with Chris Brown and his big performance in Africa? Or would you like to start with the drama between Cardi B and Offset?
Let's go three. But those are quick gagagas. We can quickly gaga all of those topics.
Okay. Let me start with the Oliver Mtukudzi one then. Because I think it's, you know, it's really, you probably wouldn't have heard a lot of discussion on this in many other places. So, long story short, much of this conversation was exacerbated by, I think, three things that happened in sort of quick succession. One was Oliver Mtukudzi was celebrated in a jazz festival out in South Africa. Two, Selma Mtukudzi appeared on DJ Ola's show and said some things. And three, there was the Oliver Mtukudzi Festival that was held here in Zim, which led to a lot of discussions about Tuku and his complicated legacy, especially when it comes to family. Okay, let me see and let me try and see if I can put it all together. So, in Norton at the Pakarapaye Arts Center, which is Oliver Mtukudzi's base of operations before he passed, the Oliver Mtukudzi International Festival of the Arts was held. A lot of acts were announced as to be performing at this festival, but one that was notable by her absence was daughter of Oliver Mtukudzi, Selma Mtukudzi. So that was obviously a big deal. So let me try and paint overall picture of what the situation is. First of all, Oliver Mtukudzi has children with four different women. His firstborn daughter, Sandra, is with his first wife, Melody. His second child, Samantha, was born to Daisy. Selma was again with his first wife, Daisy. No, wait, what did I say? No, Daisy was not his first. Sorry, Selma was with Melody, his first wife. And then he had a son, Selby, with a girlfriend. He had a daughter with another girlfriend. And then he had Sam again with Daisy. So as you can imagine, this has led to a very complicated sort of family situation. It's four different women and several children, more than four. Some of those children are in entertainment and the media and in, you know, this is the situation. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of fighting among Oliver Mtukudzi's children and spouse, former spouse and mother of children, as to who gets what after Oliver Mtukudzi's untimely death. For example, Daisy, Oliver Mtukudzi's wife, did not allow Selma to even come to Pakarapaye Arts Center for 7 years. Even their father's death was not revealed to Sandra and Selma. They had to find it out on social media with the rest of us as his fans. So it's just a lot of infighting. And I'm not even going to sit here and pretend to understand all the intricacies and nuances of, you know, all this. I didn't listen to Selma's interview on DJ Ola. I just saw some clips circulating. But I did want to comment one specific thing. So it's something that I've always said on this podcast. Our faves, and Oliver Mtukudzi was a fave. If you ever take a moment to look at their personal lives, you will be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So unless things are extremely egregious or you can't avoid them, I would always highly recommend, when it comes to your faves who make art, enjoy their art without looking too deeply into their personal lives.
Because it's going to hurt you.
It's going to hurt you. That's the first thing I want to say. So for me, Oliver Mtukudzi, music-wise, is always going to be a fave. But when it comes to his personal life, clearly there was a mess and he left a mess and now his children are suffering for it. His former wives are suffering for it. His baby mamas are suffering for it because of the mess that he left. I don't want to act in any kind of way judgmental, because how can I even begin to try and understand the idea of being such a huge cultural icon, being so famous, not only in Zimbabwe, but even regionally in Africa, even globally. But to have to deal with the struggle of trying to make money musically in Zimbabwe, while at the same time being able to be so well known and so well respected, I can't even begin to try and understand the pressures that come with that. The people in his, I can't even begin to understand that. So this is not a discussion about what's right and what's wrong. But the one thing that I can say is it was a mess. And I think there's two lessons that I wanted to highlight from this film, and I want to hear your input on this, because I know this is some people are going to disagree vehemently with this. The first lesson is, as I think it primarily concerns men, but it could also apply to women. The decisions that you're going to make as a man, especially if you are successful, are not just in the moment. They will affect your family and they'll affect your kids. So be aware of that when you make those decisions. And ultimately, if you make the wrong decisions, there is some blame that must sit at your door. That's the first lesson. The second lesson, and this is the one that I think will rub people the wrong way.
Dan, you never rub people the wrong way. What do you mean?
I'm gonna try and describe this lesson using an analogy. Philip.
Why is your analogy starting
every
with my
city
name?
Because every city in the world, Phil, has what we call or what we would describe as dangerous areas. Like, ooh, don't go there at night. Or if you're gonna go pass through that area, better make sure you're not alone. Or if you can use a different route, don't go through there.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we all recognize that in those particular areas, there's some unsavory people that live there. Now, if you should so happen to go through that area and you get robbed, it's not your fault that you got robbed. You're not responsible for getting robbed. You're the innocent party. But after we've made sure that you're okay, it is very valid for someone to come and ask, yo, but you knew that that's a dangerous area. Why would you not choose a different route? That doesn't absolve responsibility from the people who actually did the wrong thing to you. It doesn't make it your fault. Neither is it victim blaming.
It is your but victim blamer.
I think it is very fair to say there are some situations where you can foresee danger and protect yourself from danger. I want to apply this analogy to relationships. And I want to say, ladies, in some cases, gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Who's in between?
There are situations where you can foresee danger. And while it may not be your fault, and we're not here to blame you, we are going to very validly say, hey, be aware that if you get into those situations, you might find yourself facing consequences that you might not like.
Consequences.
No fault of your own, other than just going through that situation. So, ladies, if you are going to date a successful musician, not all of them are, they're not all painted with the same brush or whatever.
Nah, Dan, get out of here. Get out of here. Guys.
There's danger.
Guys, as a blanket rule, listen. I think, in as much as I'm trying to be provocative, Dan does have a point. I do think we should give some grace to a generation or two before us, because they weren't as exposed as we are. You know, they weren't
no,
as jaded.
No.
Hold on.
Lies. I would rather give grace to a younger generation who are more tolerant
also,
and forgiving.
And also, let's now separate it from the Tuku family, because I'm not talking about the Tuku family. I'm not talking just in general. But in line with what Dan is saying, there are some people who know what the situation is and gladly enter it because they know, yo, for life, I'm now associated with this star. I might have some perks. I might have some benefits. I might have even just financial security. And that's another thing people forget is, in Africa, the majority of the populace are poor. Not broke, poor. And sadly, because of capitalism and patriarchy and misogyny and everything else that comes with it, women have to use their bodies or their wiles to secure their financial security in some form or fashion. And sometimes that means having a baby. You know what I mean? Once again, we're coming with the truth today, you know what I mean? The blunt truth. We're podcast bro-ing it. We are going down.
Podcast bros.
That's what happens when we take a week off. We come back and now we're fresh and fit. Anyway.
2 weeks. So Phil, I hear you.
My point is, so what I wanted to get at is, yes, there are people who do it for financial security. But for those that are romantic and believe in love. And it's a catch 22, because the same reason artists are able to be artists is the same reason women want to be with them. They're attracted to that. You know what I mean? But sometimes
the lifestyle.
Not even just, I don't know.
Last,
you
know, like,
you see the music video, something tinkles in the nether regions. You know what I mean? Like, hit replay.
I completely get it.
But you must know where the danger is. And ladies, I've worked with many an artist. Dan has worked with many an artist. We've heard stories from many an artist. You know what the rarity is? Man, I want to go home to my wife. You know when that starts happening? When an artist crosses the 40 year, like once they cross 40 and their brains are fully developed and they've seen and done everything, and now they realize the value and stability, that's the time to pounce. If you find a single artist at 40, by all means, lure him in.
There's a bunch of baggage. There will be a bunch of baggage to deal with, though. But anyway,
you know what I mean?
So, okay. I want to clarify, and I'm going to insert a couple of other stories into this. Okay. Recently, we had the Casper Nyovest situation. They are not the same situation at all, but there is an underlying thread that I would like to highlight.
If you're
unaware
what the
Casper Nyovest situation is, Casper Nyovest's baby mama, by the way, that term has irked a lot of people. She posted to her social media about the very difficult time that she had when her child had been born and he was diagnosed with cancer. And while she was in the hospital almost 24/7, day after day, Casper Nyovest was out cheating with who is now his wife. So she was talking about how difficult that was. And when she posted about it, people were mad at Casper. Like, how could you possibly do that? How could you do that? You're the mother of your child is in hospital with your child who's just been diagnosed with cancer. Little baby. And you're out in these streets. Now, Casper, to his credit, he put out an apology video. We'll discuss that in a second. I don't even know if that's credit, but he did put out an apology video. We'll get to that. But my point that I'm trying to say is, I hear Phil's point about there is an attraction to artists. I mean, their music might do something to you. The way they look, the way they dress, the way they move attracts you. All good. Maybe you're in poverty and you're taken advantage of if we're looking at earlier generations. All good. But that doesn't insulate you from the consequences. So if you have a kid by Future, Future is trash for having this philandering lifestyle. But you didn't foresee the danger and you decided to go through the dangerous part of town and you got robbed. And now everyone's looking at you and saying, yo, but why did you go there at 1 a.m. in the morning? You can't come now and say, why are you victim blaming? It's illegal to rob someone. Yes, it is. And that person who robbed you is wrong. But also, why did you go through that part of town at that time?
So, once again,
another story.
Sometimes people confuse us. I just want to make sure you're clear. Because, sometimes we bump into the casualist and they'll think Dan is Phil and Phil is Dan. I just want everyone.
This is the clip I'm going to cut. This is the clip I'm
clear. I'm going to make it clear. The person speaking is Denise Dubé. Okay? Danis. New word, Dubé.
That's not how you pronounce it. But anyway. Ten toes down.
I don't care. Denise, whatever you say, it's him. The Ndebele name
Danisa without the A. Danise. Not Danisa. Now, I want to make it clear. I'm not trying to imply that this is your fault. What I'm trying to say is that we all have a responsibility to try and take care of ourselves. This is why you make decisions like, even if you are going down. Okay, another analogy. There's a crosswalk, zebra crossing, as we call it. Cars are supposed to stop. If you just walk across without looking both ways and you get hit by a car, it's the fault of the car. It's not your fault. But wouldn't you want to protect yourself and look both ways before you cross anyway? Right? Why would you trust that everyone in a car is doing the right thing? You can't. Because you can't control everyone else's actions. All I'm saying is, see the danger and act. That guy who you met in the club, who's making it rain, who's who bought a bunch of bottles and is flirting with all the bartenders and the waitresses. Ooh, that's my man. Oh no, he cheated on me. You failed to see the danger. That's on you. Yes, he's trash. He must have his own other discussion. But you failed to see the danger. You crossed on the crosswalk without looking both ways. You went in the dangerous part of town. I want to tell another story.
Okay, you are really beating this analogy to the ground.
No, I'm combining multiple stories. I don't know if you saw that. I'm now not an analogy. I don't know if you saw the most recent episode of the Joe Budden podcast. I didn't watch it or listen to it, but I saw it. It came across my timeline. This clip was of Melissa Ford. Now, from what I could understand, from this clip, Melissa Ford was on a short list of people who was going to be invited to Harvard to do a commencement speech or a speaking engagement of some kind. And then she was passed over. It was something about mental health.
It was supposed to be a mental health panel, yeah. And she was passed over because of her OnlyFans.
Because she's got an OnlyFans and she was a video vixen. Now again, madam, you are a woman with agency. You can do whatever you feel is right. But if someone looks at what you do and says, you know what, I don't like that or I don't align with that, they also have the right to do that. You failed to foresee the danger of having an OnlyFans. You only saw the advantages, which is fine. Everyone weighs pros and cons, but it doesn't mean the cons don't exist. So it's very possible that someone could look at you and say, hey, I have a job for you. Oh, wait, you have an OnlyFans. That doesn't align with the job that I have. Sorry, I can't give it to you. That doesn't reduce your value as a person. It doesn't mean you must be mistreated. But you only saw the advantages without seeing the disadvantages. You only saw the pros without seeing the cons. And it's okay. You miss out on some opportunities, you get other opportunities. In this case, I equate it to the other situations in the sense of, you saw the advantages, you took the advantages, and then now you're dealing with the cons. You failed to foresee the danger. And here we are. I mean, she went off on the podcast and was ranting about, hey, judging women. So you think in 2024, a woman doesn't have agency over her body. No, you have agency over your body.
But you also have to have agency over the consequences of your decisions. But also,
exactly.
I've also realized, much like Twitter, a lot of podcasting, and I think one thing I admire about us is we've avoided the sensationalization of media. Like every time I go on Twitter, I've stopped for the most part responding to negative stuff unless it's stuff under engagement, because I've realized Elon and the algorithm particularly are inherently negative. I don't know if you, there's a guy called D'Angelo. He's a pretty big YouTuber, but he's a younger guy. And he does granted, it's very anecdotal, but it rings true for a lot of things. And I'll give you an example. He starts an account from scratch. So he doesn't follow any account, doesn't do anything. He literally just starts from scratch. And the first stuff he's seeing is all right-wing insult posts. And he's like, and he continually tries to rejig the algorithm. He then starts following nothing but Pokemon accounts. Because it's like, surely I cannot get hateful Pokemon content. Guess what happened, Dan?
Well, Phil, let me tell you, as someone who plays Pokemon, hey!
He started getting anti-trans content. But this is the thing. So I think a lot of times people, because they're trying to play the algorithm game, or they're trying to get clicks, or they're trying to get views, like even Mel, they avoid nuance. And in some instances, because of the algorithm game, you can also get reinforcement of your dizzy ideas because people are just reinforcing without nuance. We had another example while we were on break. Rihanna had a tweet and she had a comment in an interview where she was like, when she comes home, she wants to look good for ASAP Rocky. So she freshens up. So she looks good for a man. I mean, that sounds like a fairly innocuous comment, doesn't it? I don't understand. Would you not want to be attractive to your partner considering you are making the babies? How else do you make the babies if he is not finding you attractive? Right? I don't know, Dan. Do you try to look good for your woman?
No, but Phil, when in the history of men and women has a man ever tried to look good for a woman?
All the time.
That's the patriarchy.
Yeah. Dan, go to the gym. 90% of gym bros are doing that because they are trying to get some women. The 10% of the weirdos were either trying to compete in bodybuilding or have serious daddy issues. Okay.
They're trying to look good for the bros, Phil. They're trying to look good for the group chat.
Mm. Once again, well, that's the same thing. In essence, they're still chasing tail. They're just chasing the other type of tail, but it's tail nonetheless. It falls under the tail category.
I don't want to act like I don't understand where she's coming from, right? She's trying to describe the patriarchy exists, which means some women feel almost coerced to try and look good for their man. But the problem is, you jumped to that conclusion on something that's not what you're projecting because you don't know
yes. these people. You don't know Rihanna. But my whole point is, like, there was a point it had gotten like 60,000 likes and I was scratching my head. I even came and went to the group and I was like, guys, am I missing something here? And people tended to agree, especially women.
By the way.
People tend to agree, like, actually, nah, it's just people projecting. But, it, you know, some people might have negative feelings about it or negative memories of a controlling partner, etc. But on the surface, this is a very innocuous comment. Point being, now that we get to the discussions, the going back to the root of the matter, the issue simply here to me is people, A, sensationalize stuff, and B, a lot of people's lives is lived in front of social media. And it kind of transitions to the next one. I don't know if you're done with it, but like the next point would be the Cardi B and Offset thing. Like, and I was thinking about it, outside of the obvious stuff, the surface level stuff we can cover, is why do we know so much about their relationship? Why, like,
we know too much about each other.
I know. I can damn near, thanks to Cardi B's very vivid descriptions, I and a few hundred thousand other people can draw Offset's penis from the vivid description she's given us multiple times.
Okay, Phil, now you're taking it far.
No, but that's my point. Why do we need to that she potentially hooked up with someone? What's up? Like, why do we need to know that? Offset, I don't understand. Cardi B's Latino. I'm sure she's got an aunt or two somewhere, bruh.
They've lost the roots with the motherland, Phil. That's what you need to understand. The motherland them toes ain't touched the motherland, and that's why they feel so lost. That's why they feel. Okay, let me just go back to the lessons that I was trying to say. This Tuku story, if you haven't seen it, it was like a huge trending story, and it was everyone had opinions. And ultimately, three lessons, I think, are the important lessons here. Number one, as a man, you have to get your affairs in order. And you also have to be aware that if you do something, if you sleep around, if you have multiple baby mamas, if you cheat on your wife, if you do any of that stuff, there will be consequences down the line that you may not have to be the one to deal with, but now you're going to have a bunch of kids who are going to deal with all this kind of trauma and your wife has to deal. Like, come on. Just like, I mean, this doesn't only apply to men, right? But we're speaking in the case of Tuku. Number two, and it's the thing that I say in every episode I get the chance to. Celebrities are not good people. At best, they are just people. And some of them have good intentions. And even some of them have bad intentions.
Even if they are good people, it's hard to remain a fully objective good person because you don't live in a real world anymore. You live in a world of people constantly trying to please you, constantly trying to gratify you, people constantly trying to have sex with you. There's no way that does not warp your mind in some form or fashion. And also you become extremely powerful, extremely wealthy. Whatever you say goes.
Meanwhile, there's teams around you that are so concerned about your appearance, your brand, your PR. It's even if you had good intentions.
So there's no accountability.
At very best, you're misleading. In reality, you're probably a bad person who's done some bad things to try and, you know, maintain your image. So my constant reminder to everyone is celebrities are not good people. They're just people. And this is not a judgmental statement. This is not trying to say that I'm better than them or we need to deal with them or anything like that. No. All I'm saying is just enjoy the art. Enjoy whatever it is that they do if you want to. And in some cases, when you find out what they do that doesn't sit well with you, withdraw your support, no problem. Then the third lesson is, and this one is most especially important for ladies, but it also applies to guys sometimes. See the danger. There's dangerous places of town that you should avoid if you can. So if you now find yourself in a situation where you've got kids by three different baby daddies, this is not a statement of judgment. Okay? Decisions were made. Things happen. It's normal. It happens. It's all good. But try and learn and see, like, where's the dangerous part of town that I need to avoid? That's what I'm trying to say. Should I be looking both ways before I cross this crosswalk? Or am I only interested in, oh, the shine, oh, snap, I'm the one who slept with Offset? You know what I'm saying? And this is not a shot to Cardi B, by the way, because in my opinion, Cardi B is obviously the bigger star than Offset. I'm just trying to say.
No, when they started dating, that was not the case then.
Sure, when they started, it wasn't. But now, when you make a decision, when it comes to your relationship, men, people you hook up with, people you date, people you sleep with, I think that some level of responsibility for your own health, your own well-being, your own safety needs to come with you. And it's not okay to just say desire is all that's important, or money is all that's important, or status is all that's important. It's not. You may consider those, sure. We're all human beings. But those are not the only things to consider. Be aware that there's consequences. This is not me trying to control y'all, control your decisions, control your bodies. It's just a reminder to everyone that there's dangerous parts of town. And if you walk through them, you might get robbed. It's not your fault. That person that robbed you is still a bad person and needs to go to jail. But you still got robbed because you went through the wrong part of town. Wouldn't it have been better if you just went through a different part of town and didn't get robbed at all? So please, I'm not judging. I'm not labeling you or anything like that. I'm just trying to say there's lessons to be learned. Tuku was the biggest artist in Zim. Of course it was going to be a mess to be in a romantic relationship with him.
He was married.
If you knew that going in.
He was married.
If you knew that going in, more power to you. You can accept the consequences. Anyway.
Consequences.
Is that. Consequences. What else do you want to talk about, Phil? Do you want to talk about Chris Brown coming? Do you want to talk about what we were doing the last few days?
Yeah, you know, let's give people an update. I think that'll be the quickest thing. Because I think everyone's probably given a take already on the Tuku situation or the Casper situation or the Cardi situation.
Wait, on the Casper situation, just very quick before we move on from it. Quick update. So Casper Nyovest was accused by his ex and the baby mama of cheating on her while she was dealing with her son being pregnant. It's obviously very vile. People were so upset. It really hit people in the emotions. He came out with an apology video and he was like, listen, everything she said is true. I want to let you know that I was a vile human being and I'm trying to be a better person. I'm sorry. That's basically the state that we're in now. So some people are not accepting that apology. Others are saying, listen, man, we're all human. It is what it is. My opinion is, what do you think of the situation? Or rather, my thing. What do you think?
Oh, you said,
do you have any thoughts?
What are your thoughts first? Let me hear what you think, Dan. Let me hear your thoughts.
I was about to tweet something, then I remembered Casper follows me, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to.
At this point, Casper's definitely going through his timeline religiously.
Here are my thoughts. The first thought that I have is celebrities are not good people. They are just people. That's my first thought. My second thought is when you're as relatively big as Casper Nyovest is, everything is PR. Even if it's true, it's PR. So you got to take everything with a pinch of salt. And then my third thought is what he did was vile. I know people in real life that I interact with, that I have maybe even done work with, who have done similar or worse. I myself, I haven't done anything as bad as that, I'll tell you that. But there's things that I'm not
proud
of.
Tell us about the baby. Tell us about the baby you've abandoned. Where is this child?
I've never done that, and I don't think I would ever do that. But there are things that I look back on and I think about, you know what? I handled that wrong. Or I was selfish when I made this decision. So it may have been the scale of the problem was different, but my decision was similar. I was selfish. I only thought of myself. So it wasn't as big a deal, but I was still a selfish person who thought of myself. And then I think about it. So I have two competing thoughts. The first thought is, I think a lot of the people defending Casper Nyovest are projecting their own guilt and trying to make sure that they have grace and forgiveness when their own issues come to light or whatever the case is. Then the second thing I think of is, you know what, in reality, we're all messed up people who make wrong decisions and sometimes are selfish, and there should be some level of, you know, of room to take accountability and to apologize and try to be a better person, you know? And then on the flip side, but what you did was really messed up, man. That was actually messed up. So I understand if some people are like, no, I'm sorry. Even if you are sorry and you're trying to get accountability, I can't forgive this. Fair. But I also understand if someone is like, listen, man, we're all human. What you did was vile, but you're taking accountability. You said sorry. I'm willing to overlook it. I also understand that. But ultimately, we're just commentators and observers. The real person who has to make that decision is the person who was wronged. And that's not me. So I'm just over here having a light opinion over something that I don't even have full details and information about. So my point on this is, Casper's human, just like we're all human. I'm not too invested in this because I understand he's a celebrity. He's not a good person. This is all PR. But I think that everyone should have the opportunity to try and take accountability and apologize. But it's not up to me to forgive him. So it's up to his baby mama that he did wrong. I'm a forgiving man, Phil. Mm-hmm. I think that as a society, we must call out when we see bad happening and when the person shows some kind of remorse, even if we don't believe. I mean, we have to take people at their word, right? Mm-hmm. So we can't sit here and say, I don't believe him. Unless he's shown a pattern of lying, we have to take people at their word, because how do you know whether you believe? I mean, you can't read people's hearts. So my man came out and said, listen, everything she said is true. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm trying to be a better person. Come on. What do you want him to do? Does that mean he's condemned forever for life? He must just die. Yes, he messed up. He did a wrong thing. At the same time, I don't think it should be overlooked. I don't think it's a... I feel like a lot of people are projecting and trying... They see the bad things that they do and they think that it's not so bad. It's her fault because she wasn't... You know what I mean? Like, that's all messed up.
How would you know?
Did a vile thing.
Like, how would you know? That's the thing.
You wouldn't.
The thing, I think, you know, let me not even touch on this. I think it was an important discussion. We kind of had it in the group as well. It's where I think people really need to be careful about inferring or even making strong assertions about certain things simply based on a snippet on social media. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, well, this must have happened. This must have happened. This must have happened.
Yeah.
And let me speak for myself particularly. We're jaded because a lot of the time this happens with artists. And sometimes I'll have background information, or sometimes I'll know someone with background information, so I'll ask them. And what people are projecting is night and day from what's actually happened. So it kind of has trained me or forced me to be like, you know what, let me just take things at face value and not read too much into it. And when I learn more, I'll then form a more developed opinion. Because the truth is,
you
don't know.
Yeah, even when you do learn more, Phil, if you're not the person involved, there's so much nuance that you will never know. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. It's okay for you to have an opinion. I'm not trying to say you mustn't have an opinion. It's okay to have an opinion. But I think it's also important to recognize that this is an uninformed opinion. And even if it's an informed opinion, there's no way that I can know every single thing about this situation. So have an opinion. Absolutely, by all means. But just be aware that your opinion is obviously not set in stone. Mm-hmm. It's tough, man. Tough times.
Tough times. So yeah, then where were we last week? What is going on? What is happening? I was trying to find that song they played whenever a boundary was scored, but I can't find it.
The song where what?
Whenever they scored a boundary. You know that song that they play?
Oh. All right, so you guys may be aware that the Zim Afro T10 happened over the past week or so. It wasn't, like, last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was Zim Afro T10. It's a cricket format that is happening in, now it's 5 countries, I think,
the across fastest the world. Cricket format in the world. Most exciting. Very exciting.
Very exciting, and apparently the second most watched cricket format. Mm-hmm. 500 million people watch it across the globe.
That's right.
So Phil and I
saw what we were doing. Half a billion people saw the 2BT logo, Dan. Think about that.
Imagine.
I don't hear comments about the biggest podcast anymore. The biggest podcast was settled. We're big in India, bruh.
What you know about India? Because I'm big in Japan. Yeah, so last week we were, Phil and I were consulting because we were helping out with the entertainment for the event. I mean, I don't know how much we can reveal, but anyway, we were helping out with the entertainment for the event, consulting. And at the same time, I had my normal full-time job and Phil was also working on his normal full-time. So it was like during the day, full-time job. And then after that, you go to the cricket and then weekends at the cricket. And then you also have to do, it was brutal.
But fun. But, you know, I had survived. A lovely time. I enjoyed it.
It was a good time. Yeah.
I was explaining to someone, because someone was like, I literally had a meeting today and I was telling people what we're doing and all that. And they were like, why would you do this? And I was like, because I enjoy it. Like, but why do you enjoy it? I'm like, I just enjoy it. You know what I mean? You know, and if you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life, Danny.
Yeah, and I mean, the pressure's dope, right? You know, we were constantly delivering under pressure. So look, that's what we're
what
doing
you know
the past,
about getting a recommendation from a billionaire, you know what I mean? Like coming up to you and saying, good job, son. Huh? What you know about that? What you know about him saying, yo, y'all here for my private party? Come over to my private party.
No Diddy.
Well, we left long before anything or like that could happen. But yeah.
I need to send him a message and just be like, hey man, really appreciate the work we did.
Yeah,
together.
I know, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like, yeah, Phil and I are happy and just let us know when you land back. You know what I'm saying?
Hit us up. We'll take you out. You know what I mean? Take you to Gavas or something.
Take you to Gavas. You know what I'm saying? We got you. Anyway, yeah.
We're idiots. We're actual idiots.
So that's where we were. So pardon us. And like I said, this episode almost didn't happen because my 1,000. It's been my 1,000. But let's not spend too much. Phil, we didn't attend Shoko Festival. Mm. This weekend we got Jacaranda Music Festival happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we will attend. Let's see what happens.
No, I'll be there. I don't know about you,
Philip.
What?
Did you get tickets?
No, I got.
Wow, I see. So we're over here planning together.
Can you hold the camera? If you can hold the camera, I can get you in.
That's fine. I have to make the calls. I have to make the calls that I didn't think I'd have to call.
we gonna call on a Thursday night.
I'll call them tomorrow. It's fine. Like, listen, last minute. It will cause problems, but...
I can't believe a station anyway, manager Jack Randa- seeing this many flames. No, only in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, why does it do this to us?
Jacaranda Music Festival this weekend. It was Shoko Festival last weekend. We didn't manage to attend. But from what I hear, it was lit. Litty in the city. Then, actually, October is going to... There's so much happening in October. There's 263 Culture Music Festival. There's Sunshine Cup. Last year they brought Ira Star. They haven't announced who they're bringing this year. There's HKD Festival. There's Bryfest. There's Fabric Party. There's just a ton of stuff that's happening this month. So we'll attend one or two things and give some feedback. What else is there to talk about, Phil? I think we've given people, it's a comeback. You know what I mean? We're easing people in.
Gotta be gentle.
I wanted us to do a 45-minute episode. We've now crossed an hour.
Take it nice and slow.
I think, there's a bunch of new music that's out. New Saint Flo, new Gemma, oh my goodness, what's his name? Let me open our work music group. We were discussing some of the new music that's come out.
Oh, gosh. Well, Dan embarrasses himself. There's new Zala Tuxin.
Yes, there we go. The new Chamembe Jacare album by Take Fizzle.
I
haven't had a chance to listen
actually,
to it. I'm
we
sorry.
Should actually bring it's him on busy. The show for that.
We should, actually. Should. There's new Shasha. featuring Kelvin Momo and Sykes. There's new Night Freak. Big ups, Night Freak. Revealed as the biggest artist on Spotify from Zimbabwe in recent numbers.
But before,
I mean, we've been knowing that, but yeah. It's just nice to have confirmation. In our Patreon group, people are like, wait, who is that? Like, wait, do you listen to the episodes? We've been talking about Night Freak. Yeah, so actually, you know what? Let's ask our wait, is our producer working on this episode or are we working on it?
I think we have to.
We'll discuss off air.
Fine, I'll edit it. It's fine.
Okay, whichever the producer is for this episode, please throw on. I mean, there's so much. I feel like we have to throw on the new Night Freak.
Yeah.
And the new Shasha. You don't like it? I kind of like it.
No, I'm just saying all these songs are going to get taken down. You know, look at this. They've stifled us.
No. This is also true. It's also true. Anyway, listen, we've shared some thoughts. We've shared some takes. There's a lot of things we haven't discussed and we are well aware. I think by next week, we'll be back to full episodes.
Yes, I'll check. My runnings, my settings.
So once again, we want to say thank you very much for the support. Here's a little something just to keep you going. We'll be back. Hey, wait. Yeah, next week I'm around.
Nah. The following week. We'll get us. Like, Taz and Tony are taking over. That's fine.
Yeah. I will be traveling. I've been invited to a conference about news and media. There might be some interesting content from there. Do you know of any good Swiss artists, Phil, that we may want to interview?
I know a bunch of Zimbos in Switzerland. I'll connect you.
Yeah, link me up. And I guess we'll end it over here. We'll throw them two, one Amapiano, one Afrotech vibes, Night Freak and Shasha. And I guess we'll catch you in the next one. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for being patient with us. And hopefully this will carry you over. Huge shout out to the Patreon members who we've been having, even in the absence, we've been having great conversations in that Patreon group. It continues. I see just now we're having a discussion about this daring robbery of $4 million in broad daylight, Phil.
Mm.
What? Cash in transit heists in Zimbabwe. Apparently that's a thing.
That's been happening for a while.
Yeah, and then we didn't even speak about the fact that Chris Brown was announced to be performing in Joburg, and some of y'all are forgetting about your
people. They know. It's just the thing is, it's disingenuous. Just say, guys, I know he's a turd, but I love him. So let me go enjoy my
turd.
That's
okay.
And you know,
I enjoy his art. I just don't like him as a person. Fine. All good. I know other people will judge you.
Not even that. Just say, listen, I don't care. He's been a horrible person to many people. I don't care. I want to listen to these slaps. Don't make this justification. How many was there? Can a man make? He was forgiven. How long was he being persecuted? I don't know if you've been following the news. My man does this every year. You can set your clocks to it almost.
He is currently in the middle of a case, if I'm not mistaken.
And he just got out of another case. Didn't he? He beat up someone at the last awards show he was at.
Yeah.
And hair.
So anyway, it's okay. I understand. It's all good. Phil, we missed out on Busta Rhymes and Jason Derulo.
Actually,
did you see any reports of how that
went? I actually did want to see. I know Busta's set was going to be amazing. I think everyone I know, Jason Derulo was go to the bathroom time. So I really did want to. I actually was going to see Janet and then I couldn't make it. And I felt better. Like, you know what? Okay, I'm not missing Janet. Then they announced Busta. I was like, oh man, I would have loved to see Busta. So that was weird. That was interesting. It was sad. But also funny because then a week later, Janet showed her ass online. I don't know if you saw her Guardian interview there.
Yeah, I saw.
Do you know the world?
Again,
the wildest part is someone tried to clean up that mess. Someone genuinely tried to clean it up. And Janet and Randy were like, how dare you speak common sense? And no.
Your favorite musicians know everything there is to know about cadences.
Ooh.
And melodies, and they know nothing about everything else.
Dan, I've got breaking news.
Celebrities are not good people.
I've got breaking. I just got this press release in my inbox. 50 Cent's Le Chemin du Roi Champagne and Branson Cognac now available in South Africa. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, acclaimed rapper, actor, and entrepreneur, set to redefine luxury in South Africa.
with the introduction of his distinguished, globally renowned liquor brands, Le Chemin de Rye, French Champagne, and Brasson Cognac, into the South African market. Known for his pioneering spirit and impeccable taste, 50 Cent expands his Sire Spirits portfolio into the South African market, promising an unparalleled experience to local connoisseurs to savor. Because what we haven't, which reminds me, we haven't discussed the Diddy situation, which we'll get to next week, I think. But yeah, shout out to 50. Look at him being hateful and trolly and a business entrepreneur. Like, he's really covering both ends of the aisle, you know? So I felt I needed to give a shout out because, you know, Mel sent me this press release, and Mel always looks out for me. That's how you'll also get accreditation and tickets, Dan, if you, you know, play nice with the publicist.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
So going forward, like, we just like, you know, actually, Dan, you know, like Notebook LL has that feature where if you just give it a thing, all the information, it'll make a podcast automatically.
Speaking of which, I actually wanted to set up.
So do you know what I want to do? I'm going to take all the press releases we get as Two Broke Twimbos, push those in, and then that'll be one of the episodes. Just to keep people abreast of what's going on in the world. What do you think?
Yeah, why not? Why not? You know, and then every now and again when we're not available, you're sorted. You guys are sorted.
Yeah.
You won't even know the difference.
Nope, you won't. Except we'll sound like white people, and one will be a woman and one will be a man, but it's still, you know, same bucket. I call dibs
on
the woman.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the first time you've said that?
No, Diddy.
All right. We will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Two Broke Twimbos.
When I see you. When I see you.
Okay. Who do you think is the higher profile than Diddy person who's appearing in these videos?
I think the obvious one is Clive Davis. I think that's an obvious one.
Clive Davis is not higher profile than Diddy.
Dan, the man who founded...
In no one... Okay.
Clive Davis is not higher profile than Diddy.
Absolutely not.
Dan. The man who discovered Jive Records, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Diddy.
Phil. Okay, how do you describe profile? Or how do you interpret profile? If someone is a high profile?
No. The people are not more famous. They are more powerful. So I'm basing the profile on power.
I interpreted it as fame.
You know, let's go.
When they were talking about profile. When they were talking about higher profile, I interpret that as fame. Are you Googling profile?
Mm.
Okay. All right. No, it's fine. It's okay. Anyway, we were about to wrap this up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again to listen to another episode of Two Broke Twimbos. To our random ramblings, we were able to bring you an episode this week. We will hopefully get back to normally regularly scheduled program next week. We appreciate your support. TwoBrokeTwimbos.com/donate is the place to go to show your support. You can sign up as a Patreon member. Join the prestigious WhatsApp group where we have great conversations.
Pleasure.
The minimum amount is $5
Dan,
a month.
Dan, sorry. We have to discuss this. Okay. We're cracking Indian jokes, but at the cricket. One thing that Dan and I saw that frankly took me aback was sometimes a stereotype stares you in the face and you feel bad for laughing. But it's like so apropos.
Nah, I don't want to talk about that.
You don't want to talk about that? You don't want to talk about the 5-liter tub of curry?
Can you hear yourself?
Dan,
imagine if
Dan. I still cannot fathom they brought a 5-liter tub of curry to a cricket match.
Imagine if you saw two white people on a podcast and they were talking about these black people who brought out fried chicken. Even if it was true.
That's so funny.
They brought out chicken and watermelon at the concert. And you're just pointing out that's what you saw. Then they brought out...
No, Dad, if they saw it, that would be the wildest thing to me. I'm like, what?
Like, no, but you wouldn't want them to talk about it.
I know they should talk about it.
Like I said,
we are wrapping this up. So there was a 5-liter tub of curry, guys. I don't think... Do you guys know how big a 5-liter Tupperware tub is? Because Tupperware's out of business. And I think it's probably because they weren't making a profit on these 5 liter tubs because these things is huge. And like you could literally fit maybe like 20 Subways, Subway rolls.
And meanwhile, the food vendors are like, but we didn't do any sales. I don't understand. Why did we?
And then the other thing is, it's just litter strewn all around them. It's nothing but men. And it's just litter. Like it's the
ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in. Two Broke Tumbles. We'll catch you in the next one. TwoBrokeTumbles.com/donate is the place to go. We're gonna wrap it up with some fresh new Night Freak interspersed with that brand new Shasha. We're gonna catch you in the next one. We out.